Hey guys, you guys just came back from our ads. There will be ads during this segment, so feel free to skip through them. This segment is about an email from a friend at my new school. You know who you are. And yeah, she just wanted me to talk about it. Even though I'm very open about it in real life, I just talk about it like it's nothing. But I am Christian, and it's something to be aware of just because it's today's society. And I'm not very public about it in social media just because I'm Christian. So, yeah. Very different topic than I would usually post. But it's okay. It's something that we should all be normalized about. So let's pull up this email she sent me. She did send it to me in class, I think, but I saw it in class, so we're gonna just see it. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay, different email that anyone would send me. So she said, hey, I think you should do a podcasting about lesbians and gays, pansexuals, Black Lives Matter, etc. I think you should do a podcast about a lot of people. A lot of people don't understand that it's okay to be what they want to be, and I believe that if you don't believe people can be gay or whatever they want to be, then don't say it because they could be afraid to do it. Because they could be so afraid that people would make fun of them. Don't be one of those people that is going to bring them down and not build people up. If you want to talk about it to me in school, I'm always free. LOL. KK. I don't know if she feels comfortable for me to say her name. So yeah. All I'll tell you guys about her is that she loves Riverdale. I know, no. She doesn't love Riverdale. She loves Stranger Things. Let me see if she'll answer my snap. I'll send her like me filming. I'm filming it so I almost said your name. Okay, bye. Okay, that was a close one. We'll call her So-So. There, we'll call her So-So. Yeah. Okay, where do I start? She'll probably answer in like 2 minutes. She always on her phone. Okay. So basically, where do I start? So basically, this is what I feel about it. I'm gonna start with the Black Lives Matter thing so that I can just get it over with. So it's not like a regular thing for me. I will always support Black Lives Matter just because Black lives do matter, and they still matter, and people still believe all lives matter. We're not saying all lives don't matter. We say all lives matter, but until Black lives matter, all lives can't matter. Does that make sense, people? I'll break it down for you. There's five flowers. One flower is not getting enough water, so it's dying. And its owner is just watering the other four plants without noticing that the other flower is not surviving well. But all the flowers matter. It's just that one flower that actually needs help. That's why we say that specific flower needs help. I don't know if that example is bad. She texted me. not. Oh, it's about homework. Sorry. Oh no, my computer shut down. Okay, I'm still here, people. I'm still here. I asked her if she wanted to be in it, so I'll just call her if she wants to be in it. Okay, that's why All Lives Matter. I perfectly understand. I know I should have done this like ages ago. Okay, I couldn't. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. Ooh, she texted me back. What does she say? What does she say? She said yes. Okay, let me call you. Okay, let me call her. I don't even know her number. We're on like a group chat thingy, so. Oh, I think I know hers. Okay. Let's go down. Oh, there she is. To call her like this. Hello. Hey. Okay. Do you want me to say your name? Okay. Her name's Soleil. Okay, so I was talking about the email. I'm filming a podcast about the email you sent me. Okay, so I did explain the whole Black Lives Matter thing. So if you want to listen to it, yeah, if you want to listen to the like first 5 minutes of it, you can. But you already know, you're already in it. Okay, and you asked about lesbians, gay, pansexual, asexual, queer, etc. Okay. I don't know what asexual means. Wait, I think I know. Asexual? Yeah. I don't. Okay. Gay and lesbian. Okay, here's the thing. This is what I always say to people. I love you, but I don't love your sin. That's it. Period. and then choir means like loving based on emotion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, all I'll say on that is love is love.
Yeah.
Maybe I will talk about it once I like fully understand it. Pansexual, I don't understand that one.
Yeah,
I think,
so,
oh yeah, you can explain.
I'm not, like, the best, like, at explaining it, because I still have to fully understand it myself, too.
Okay.
I know what lesbian, gay, I don't know what pansexual and asexual are in order to explain it right now, but I can definitely, like, explain it in, like, 2 minutes. but I know what a couple of the things are. I know that if you are gay, that means, like, it's a guy that likes a guy, which is completely fine. And then lesbian is a girl that likes a girl, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, queer is like, you're just completely open.
Okay. Available.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know what pansexual is. Okay. Queer, as you said, is like based on being available. And then I think pansexual means... Actually, let's search this up.
Yeah, I'm searching it up too. Okay, so asexual means without sexual feelings or, so it's like, there's no individual, may still appear attractive, but mm-hmm. doesn't attract.
still experience attraction, but this attraction doesn't need to be realized in any sexual manner.
Oh, okay, so you don't have to act on it. Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. And then pansexual means not limited in sexual choice with regard to biologic sex or gender. So that means it's based on emotion. So it's not a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter which one you like. It's just that just explaining that is difficult, but like it's based on emotion. It's not based on gender there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Continue. You also left out bisexual. Bisexual?
Yeah.
We are talking about the difference between asexual and pansexual.
Okay, so asexual is basically the same thing. It just falls under a different, like, umbrella or feeling. And there's also, like, there's queer, there's so many different things now, which is so awesome because there used to only be, only be straight. That is still true for some religions and stuff.
Yeah.
Some people in the religions are gay or lesbian, and I think it's important that you love them no matter what. But you also have to respect your own culture and say, like, that I'm not gonna change my feelings for you, and I'm still gonna love you, but I can also, in the back of my head, think that that's wrong.
Yeah. We stand! We stand!
I know what queer is. I guess, like, if you were bisexual, transgender, you don't know where you are. You're basically everything combined. You like girls, you like boys, you like queer people, you like lesbians, you like anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what gender, no matter if you're transgender or anything, that you still buy some music, sorry, that they're like, that they like anyone. And then also bisexual means that you like boys
and girls. Yeah. That's what I find cool about bi.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't think being gay or lesbian is as bad as being bi, just because you are still straight in some type of way, but it's still not the same. Okay, so, like, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why did you feel the need I should talk about this on my podcast?
Well, a lot of people don't understand that someone in your friend group may be feeling confused on what they are, and that when you're talking about, I'm the straightest person that you could ever know, I'm straighter than a line.
Yeah.
Or I don't wanna say anything now because you're saying like I'm straighter than a line and that's the only thing that you can be. Now again, some religions, that's basically how it goes. Because I'm a Christian and
me too.
Like certain people, like, say you had a brother or sister that was, like, gonna come out with something.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, again, like what I said, like, you have to make sure that you make the person feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And able to, like, be themselves. My sister did like stuff about it, and like she raised awareness and stuff, and that was also quite important. One of my family members is gay, and it was really important for us to support him no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I know some people like didn't appreciate that or wasn't accepting, which may not really talk or not be like feel comfortable around us, which the last gay people want family to be want them to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what made me think about the topic that we are talking to his brother. So it was still like up in the air in my mind how things like that happened. So I thought, well, Danny has a podcast. Let me send her an email. Why do they want to move? Here we are.
I'm really proud of you for sending me that email and spreading awareness, because that's always something that I'm very open about, but I'm not open about on social media. That's what I was kind of worried about. Someone would ask me and how I would approach on it. And I was always taught to bring positive energy to whatever.
Your podcast is you're very open and you're very kind.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you for always like standing up for people and spreading awareness. And thank you so much for joining my podcast. Maybe you can be in one of my next ones, and it doesn't have to be something like this. We can talk about anything you'd like.
Yeah, you know, I'm always free. COVID's got me staying home more.
Oh my gosh. You're literally always bored. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I will talk to you later, and have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a good collab. I haven't had one of these collabs in a couple of episodes, so I'm really, really happy I got time to do that, and I approached it in a type of way I would like to. And if you guys don't feel comfortable coming out, just, I'm here. Okay. Have a good day. If you guys would like me to definitely, this is not a topic that should become regularly on my podcast, just because some people might want to listen to something else than stuff like this. But I'm very strong on mental illness. That's one thing that I would like to stop. I can't stop it. I just can prevent people from spreading negative energy. So, you know, I love, you know, spreading awareness. That's something I love to do. I have to go in like 10 minutes because my podcast thing is like almost 30 minutes long and I don't want it to be an hour. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast. If you guys want me to, I don't want to do a part two, but if I have to, I will. I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. That's all I gotta say. I have to give the mic to Jane because she's going to be filming a podcast. We're going to be filming a podcast together. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye. Subscribe and hit that notification bell so you're notified whenever I post a new podcast. And feel free to support my podcast. Bye.